Brother Ratin and his family will be traveling to Wales soon. So this is the last Sunday that was being with us, at least for now. We hope to keep in touch with him, with them. We hope they will come and visit us when they get some time also. Please keep their ministry in your prayers, keep their family in your prayers. And let's keep in touch with them as much as we can. Let's now turn to our Bibles, to the book of James. James chapter 1. I'll be reading from verse 19 to 25. That's where our sermon is coming from. Know this, my brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers alone, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away at once and forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Let us pray. Lord, we worship you. We thank you that you have come to a time when you are going to speak to us through your word. Help us, O Lord, indeed to be quick to hear your word. This day, help us to understand it and meditate upon it and put it in practice, so that we will live holy lives that will be pleasing in your sight. Use me and my brother just as vessels to speak to your people. And Lord, let your word go forth with power, assurance, and much conviction. Pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The word of God is so essential to the Christian life. Its value to the Christian life is immeasurable. Even to emphasize its absolute importance, God decided that his word, his written word, would have the longest chapter about the very word of God. That is Psalm 119, which we read this morning during our Old Testament reading. In that chapter, we see how God emphasizes through the psalmist that God's word is to be treasured.
It
should be sought, should be obeyed by God's people. Yet many times, believers do not give the word of God the place it's supposed to be given in their lives. For example, can you sincerely say with the psalmist that Oh, how I love you, Lord.
Naye okugeza osobola okugamba n'omuwandiisi wa zabbuli ono nti ayi mukama mukya bwe nkwagala.
Can you be able to say it is my meditation all the day?
Osobola okugamba nti kwekufumitiriza kwange olunaku lwonna.
Can you be able to sincerely say I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold?
Osobola okugamba mu mazima nti njagala amateeka ago okusinga zaabu.
Every believer ought to be longing like the psalmist did in that chapter.
Kituufu ddala nti buli mukkiriza alina okuba nga ayaayaana ng'omuwandiisi wa zabbuli mu ssuula eno.
To receive God's law, to receive God's word, meditate upon it and obey it in their lives.
Okukwata amateeka ga Katonda n'okukwata ekigambo kye n'okukyefumiitirizaako obulamu bwo bwonna.
So that they will be able to benefit from it maximally. Yes, so often I know you as a Christian, you are satisfied with accumulating your head with mere knowledge of God's word. Because it is true that very little is applied in your life from the many sermons which you hear and from the many personal Bible studies which you engage in.
Kubanga kituufu nnyo nti bitini nnyo by'oteeka mu nkola mu bulamu bw'okw'ebyo ebingi by'osoma ngakwe n'ebyo by'owulira nga babuulira.
That's why it's very, very important for you to be reminded of the absolute importance of God's word.
Tekulaba kya mugaso nnyo ng'okujjukizibwa omugaso omukulu gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And then you need to take it seriously, to meditate upon it and seek to apply it in your life day by day.
Era n'obwetaavu obw'okukifumiitirizaako n'okuyaayaana okukiteeka mu bulamu bwo buli lunaku.
Because God's word is one of the most important means of grace which you as a believer have on this spiritual pilgrimage.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda y'emu ku ngeri z'ekisa gwe ng'omukkiriza z'olina mu lugendo luno lwe tulimu.
The passage before us,
era ng'ekyawandiikibwa ekituli mu maaso,
James the brother of our Lord was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Yakobo muganda wa mukama waffe yali addizibwamu amaanyi omwoyo mutukuvu.
To write this to help us to know how we can derive maximum benefit from the word of God.
Okuwandiika bino asobolesa okumanya kutya we tusobola okuganyulwa ekyensusso okuva mu kigambo kya Katonda.
And that's why I've given the title to this passage as how you can get maximum benefit from the word of God.
Tekolaba omuteekwa kubulira kwafulayo ngwadde omutwe okugamba nti kutya bwe tusobola okufuna okuganyulwa okusinga okuva mu kigambo kya Katonda.
We shall consider this passage under three headings.
Era tugenda tunuulira okusoma kuno mu mitwe esatu.
The first one is you should receive God's word with a right heart attitude.
Nti ekisooka olina okukkiriza ekigambo kya Katonda n'omutima ogutuukiridde ogw'omutuufu.
And secondly, we shall see the way you can receive God's word with a right heart attitude.
Era ekyokubiri tugenda alaba engeri gy'osobola okukkirizaamu okufunamu ekigambo kya Katonda mu ngeri entuufu.
And thirdly and lastly, we shall see that you should always obey God's word and not only be hearers of it.
Era ekyokusaba ekisembayo tujja kunuulira nti olina okugondera ekigambo kya Katonda oleme kubeera muwulize kye kyokka.
First then, let's look at the first heading. It says you should receive God's word with a right heart attitude.
Ekisooka katunuulire ekigamba nti olina okufuna ekigambo kya Katonda mu mutima omutereevu oba omutuufu.
After James showing that it is through the word of truth that God calls believers to be regenerated,
oluvannyuma nga Yakobo amaze tulaga nti kuyita mu kigambo kyokka Katonda w'ayita abakkiriza okukyusibwa.
That's what we read in verse 18, chapter 1,
where
he said, of his will, that's his Father of light, of his will he has brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
Olw'okuteesa kwe yatuzaala n'ekigambo eky'amazima tulyoke tubeere ng'omwaka omubereberye olw'ebitonde bye.
After saying that in verse 18,
oluvannyuma lw'okwogera ekyo
Now in verse 19 to 20, James shows the right attitude of the believers, these regenerated believers. Towards the word of God. This word of truth. For we read in verse
19,
that know this, my beloved brothers or brethren, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Again, it's very clear from verse 19 that James is speaking to believers. But he calls them my brethren, my beloved brethren. These are the people who have been regenerated by this word of truth. They're the ones who is now urging to know this important truth about the attitude towards the word of God. Because one of the distinguishing marks of a believer is that he is hearing the voice of their shepherd
and
follow him. And that voice is clearly heard as Christians study God's word and sit under the preaching of God's word. So the first exhortation here is, be quick to hear.
Yes,
and the context shows us that he's saying, be quick to hear the word of God, this word of truth.
No,
what does it mean to be quick to hear?
It
is good to be ready to hear God's word. To long to hear it. Even as Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, he said that, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word so that you may grow in respect to your salvation.
Again,
this is what shows that you're a believer. That you understand that God's word is your spiritual milk. The food for your soul. So as you seek, you long to hear it, you are ready to hear it. You seek every opportunity to hear God's word and hear it attentively. Either through your personal Bible study or the preaching of God's word or the corporate Bible studies. You have to ensure that nothing is taking your attention away from the word of God. And while hearing this word of God, you have to shut your mind off from other thoughts or other engagements which hinder you from focusing on the word of God and the word of God alone. You always want to hear God's word. You always seek to come quickly and settle down and sit under the preaching of God's word? I know that many come and sit here while their attention is somewhere else on other things. And that's, if that's true of you, you will not benefit from the word of God the way you
should.
Your soul will not receive its food the way it should. So pray and I beseech you, be quick to hear God's word. Ready, long to hear God's word. Next week we see that to receive God's word with the right attitude, you need to be slow to speak. And again, from the context, this slow speak means be slow to speak about what to speak God's word. Speak God's words to others. It's also, it means a hesitance or a reluctance to become a teacher of God's word. Hesitance is slow to say what I'm telling you is God's word. It's the same as what James tells us in chapter 3 and verse 1. Verse 1, when he says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness." Because when you interpret the word of God rightly, whatever we are saying is God's word directly. When you interpret it wrongly, however much we call it God's word, it is not God's word. That's why we have to be slow to speak, for fear that we may speak our own words and call them God's word. And this shows us, even those who want to go into ministry should do it with some kind of reluctance. Knowing the responsibilities which will be upon them when they enter the ministry of preaching and teaching God's word. Yes, we should have this reluctance with us, for example, when we come together to sit and study the Bible together corporately. I think that many times I'm not having this reluctant thought, we are very quick to say, well, I mean, this means this, this is what God is saying in this verse. I think we need to have some reluctancy in that sense. Because we will be judged, we will be called an account for every word which we say when Christ comes back. And it will be terrible if we are formed to have spoken our own words and told them the words of God. Next, also to receive God's word in the right attitude, James goes on to say, be slow to get angry. And again, context shows us to is meaning that to get angry over God's word. And this means, this anger means for one to resent, a resentment over God's word because they don't like what has been spoken. It's when people hear God's word and they don't like what has been spoken, God is exposing their sin. Many times they would want to respond with anger. Again, here is like what we read in Luke chapter 4 and verse
28.
Here our Lord was teaching in the synagogue. And we read that, and all the people were filled with rage or anger as they heard
things,
because they didn't like what he was speaking.
It
was convicting them of their sin, and so their response was to get angry at him. Yeah, so James is saying, do not be slow to get angry over the preaching of God's word, over the word itself, or even the preacher of God's word.
It's
so wrong to get angry over God's word. And the right thing to do, if you get angry, then get angry over your sin. Yes, when you're convicted of your sin, get angry over it and seek to forsake it and turn it to Christ. But not getting angry over God's word or the preacher of God's word. Because as James tells us in verse 20, that for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Here is meaning that responding with anger towards God's word, we will not produce the righteousness which is supposed to be produced in you by the word of God. Anger, as your response, will not lead you to sanctification by this word. There is such anger, far from producing the righteousness of God, it will even lead to more unrighteousness. But if the word of God produces the righteousness of God in you, we allow it to expose you, expose your sinful nature, expose your, the sin in you, so that you confess it and forsake it. As you trust Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, continue sanctifying you and making you more and more like Him. And so responding with anger is not the right attitude for you to receive God's word. Because in that way you will not be able to benefit from God's word the way you should. So we see that for you to get maximum benefit from God's word,
era tulabanga okufuna kwe okuganyulwa okusinga mu kigambo kya Katonda
olina
okuyaayaana okukifunanga mu ngeri entuufu
era
ngekyo kitegeeza okubanga abatwanguwenga okuwulira
tubengawo
okukyogerako
and slow to be angry over it. And secondly, we'll see the way to receive God's word with the right attitude. We read this in verse 21. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls.
Kale muteekenga wala obugwagwa bwammwe n'obubi obusukkiridde, mutoolenga n'obuwombeefu ekigambo ekisigibwa ekiyinza okulokola obulamu bwammwe.
So first and foremost, for you to receive God's word with the right attitude, you need purity of heart.
Okera ddala ng'okufuna ekigambo kya Katonda mu ngeri entuufu weetaaga obutukuvu mumutima gwo.
And that means putting away all filthiness and rampant wickedness from you.
Era ekyoma kitegeeza okweggyako obukwakwa bwonna n'obubi bwonna.
Filthiness means if I touch also like a dirty cloth, so it's meaning in a way that it's as if you put off the way you put off a dirty cloth from your body.
Kiwanategeeza engeri nga gwegyosobola okweyambulako ekitoye ekikyafu okuva ku mubiri gwo.
Filthiness in the sense of sin means evil conduct which is disgusting.
Era nga wano obugwavu ategeeza ekibi ekyeweeyisaamu ekyamu ennyo ezwaza.
And rampant wickedness means overflowing evil or evil in the highest degree.
Era n'obubi obusukkiridde kitegeeza obubi nga buli ku mutendera nga bwa waggulu nnyo. Era ng'ebyo byonna olina okubyeggyako.
The picture is like that of a garden where a seed is going to be planted.
Era nga wano ekifaananyi kiringa eky'ennimiro ng'ensigo egenda kusimbibwamu.
And so when you want first uproot the roots, the weeds.
Era nga bw'ogenda mu nnimiro eyo osooka n'oggyamu ebidoddo ebyo ebitali birungi.
Because when you leave the weeds there, they will choke the seed so that it will not grow.
Kubanga obirekamu bijja kuba tebiganya nsigo zo zizeemu kukula.
So in the same way as you prepare to hear God's word, you need to forsake sin. You need to do away with the evil in your heart.
Era y'engeri y'emu nga weteekateeka obuyiga ekigambo kya Katonda olina okweggyako ebibi n'ebikolwa ebyo ebitali birungi.
So that you are able to say with a psalmist,
olyoka obeereko osobola okwogera awamu n'omuwandiisi wa Zabbuli nti,
when he said, I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word.
Nti neekuumyeko ekigere kyange eri obutali butuukirivu bwonna ndyoke okuwulira okutuukirira mu maaso go.
Because if you, for example, you're filling your mind with evil thoughts, or you're watching pornography and such evil thoughts are the ones circulating into your mind.
Okugereza singa oba oliisa ebirowoozo byo ebirowoozo ebikyamu kugeza ng'olaba obukaba ng'era ebirowoozo ebyo ebikujjudde mu mutwe.
You will not be able to receive God's word in such a way that it will be beneficial to your spiritual growth.
Tojja kusobola kuwulira kigambo kya Katonda mu ngeri ntuufu enakusobozesa okukiganyulwamu era okukula mu mwoyo.
As one writer says, sin will keep you from this book, that's the Bible, or this book will keep you from sin.
Ng'omuwandiisi omu agamba nti ekibi kijja kutangira eri ekitabo kino ng'ategeeza Bayibuli, kubanga ekitabo kino kijja kutangira okuva eri ekibi.
Yes, if you're not very careful, sin, your sin, even as a Christian, the remaining sin in you, will keep you away from the Bible, from receiving the spiritual food for your souls.
Era bw'otaba mwegendereza naawe omukristaayo, ekibi ekyo tikyakulimu, kisobola okukutangira okuva eri Bayibuli yo n'ekigambo kino.
So seek by the power of the Holy Spirit. Forsake all the evil in you. To uproot these weeds which will prevent you from receiving God's word with a right attitude. Yes, interestingly, it's again this word itself which will help you to forsake sin. Because God uses the Spirit, His Holy Spirit uses the word to sanctify us. Right now, Lord Jesus Christ prayed and said, sanctify them by your word, and your word is truth.
Yes,
but still, to be able to receive this word with the right attitude, you need to forsake sin. You need to do away with this rampant human filthiness. So friends, seek to put to death the remaining sin in you again and again. So that you will be able to hear the voice of your shepherd clearly and follow him. Next, we see that the other way in which we can receive the word of God in the right attitude is to receive it with meekness. And meekness here surely is the opposite of anger, or receiving it in anger. And so it means to receive it, to receive the word humbly, to receive the word humbly, not arguing against it, but honoring it as the word of God and not trying to twist it. But accepting it as it is and allowing it to do a work in your heart. Is this true of you? Is this what you're always doing? Are you seeking to receive the word of God always with meekness? Or you seek to twist it, that's maybe there are some scriptures which you don't like, or so you ignore them, or you want to twist them. Are you seeking again and again to do away with sin so that you receive the implanted word of God with meekness? This is what you should do. Seek by the help of God always to receive His word with meekness so that you too do the work in your heart. Because as James says, this implanted word which is divinely given is sown in the heart as if you're sowing a seed in soil. This one is able to save your soul. Yes, the gospel, as we read in Romans, is God's power unto salvation to all those who believe. God uses this word the way he said, let there be light when he was creating the earth, the same thing he says to a sinner who is dead in their sins, and let there be spiritual light and life. As the gospel is being preached, God uses the preacher, the words, to save the souls of the sinners. But as a saint, it's the same word he uses even in the sanctification of the saints. Whenever the righteousness of Jesus Christ is being put on those who are saved, those who have been justified, those who the righteousness has been put on their account. So that they progress in holiness, in becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. So you have to treasure this word. Copy from the psalmist, from what we read again in Psalm 119. Like Spurgeon says, when you're reading one passage of scripture and you see that you have not obeyed it, it should be your prayer and say, Lord, I see that I'm not yet here. Please bring me here. Yes, there's so many precious things which the psalmist says about the word of God. How he says it is sweeter than honey. More precious than gold. I know that many of us are not able to say that sincerely. But should our prayer that we should be able to say those words and mean them in our hearts. So that it is seen in our lives that indeed we treasure God's word, we value it to be so important in our spiritual life. So ensure that you're always ready, ready to receive God's word with the right heart attitude. By putting away all wickedness and being in a meek attitude to receive it. Thirdly and lastly, for you to get maximum benefit from God's word, you need to always seek to obey it and avoid being only hearers of the word of God. For we read in from verse 22 to 25, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
Naye muberenga abakozi ba kigambo, so si bawulizi muwulizi, nga mwerimbalimba, kubanga omuntu yenna bw'aba muwulizi w'ekigambo, so nga si mukozi oyo afaanana ng'omuntu eyeraba mu maaso, amaaso ag'obuzaaliranwabwe mu ndabirwamu, kubanga yeeraba n'agenda amangu ago neeraga bw'afaananye. naye atunula mu mateeka amatuukirivu ag'eddembe n'anyiikiriramu nga si mumubizi eyeerabira naye omukozi akola oyo anaaweebwanga omukisa mu kukola kwe.
Yes, James tells us here that we are to be doers and not only hearers. Because if you are only hearers, he says, you are deceiving yourself. And it means that you will not profit from God's word at all. And I think it's very tempting to just enjoy the sermon, maybe enjoy how the preacher arranged these points. And go away saying, oh, the sermon was so good. So in that way, you deceive yourself because you have not benefited from that word. You have not sought to be a doer of the word. And so by so doing, you are like this man who goes before a mirror and looks at his face. It says he looks and goes away and at once forgets how he looks
like.
And again, to be your prayer, like the psalmist says, I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
Because
to be useless if you hear God's word again and again, just forget it and do not apply it in your life. You will not be able to get the benefit which you're supposed to get thereby. And again, how many sermons have you heard? How many Bible studies have you been part of? And how much have you put in practice from all these sermons and Bible studies which you have had so far?
Yes,
many times you have been like this man who looks at himself in the mirror and quickly forgets how he looks like. Yes, we should be like what he described in verse 25. Said, but the one who looks into the perfect law of God, the perfect law, and the word he uses for looks here means penetration of the look to the very essence of the law. It means a deep, attentive consideration. As if it were a man who wants to look at something, but he's not able to bring it before his eyes, and so he has to bend his back and look at it critically from where it is. Yes, this should be how we seek God's word, seek to look intently at it, penetrate the very essence of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
dive down and mine its precious metals from it. Mine that precious gold for your souls from the Word of God. And this means not only just superficial reading of it, but to study it, even as our brother Nick was helping us to know how to do that this morning. To carefully study it, observe, interpret, meditate upon it.
And
then apply it to your life. That's the only way you will be able to benefit from it. But again, as I've said, sadly, many times we hear so much, but very little is applied in our life. Again, as one writer says, many people mark their Bibles, but their Bibles never mark them. Yes, are we obeying God's word? Are we being only hearers, or we are seeking to do God's word? And he said, not a once and for all thing, this intent looking should want to persevere in it. To persevere, yes, to continue doing the same, to continue day by day, studying, meditating upon God's word and seeking to apply it to your life. And this, he calls it the perfect law. This word of God is also described as the perfect law. And again, borrowing from the psalmist who says somewhere, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. But he also refers to us as the law of liberty. Again, referring to something like what our Lord says, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Yes, to those of you who are still slaves to sin and to the devil, you need this law of liberty to be set free from that bondage. So you need to cry to God, confessing your sins to Him as you trust in the gospel, this law of liberty. So the one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who does, he will be blessed in his doing. And similar to what the psalmist says in Psalm chapter 1, he says, blessed is the man who forsakes the counsel of the wicked, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
On
his law he meditates day and night.
ilange tekaale alifumiti zako ilisana nchiro.
And again similar to what we read even in Psalm 119 from verse 1. Well, we blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. Who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. His obedience of God's word brings blessedness. And this blessedness is first and foremost saying being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. They see the growth in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This blessedness is seen in our faith increased and strengthened. It is not necessarily about the material possessions of this earth, the way the prosperity gospel preachers will tell you. Yes, you can be the poorest of the whole earth. But if you understand God's word and obey it, you are so blessed. This is the blessedness which we should seek. Again, what you are saying in this portion is similar to what our Lord says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24 to
27.
Where our Lord, as he was coming to the close of the Sermon on the Mount, he says, everyone then who hears this word of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And verse 25 says, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears this word of mine does not do them is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And when the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, it fell, and great was the fall of it. And I believe our Lord here was speaking about the judgment day. Yes, for those of you who have heard the gospel and obeyed it and are living a life which bears witness to the gospel. You are like that wise man who built his house on the rock. When the waves of the judgment of God come, you will stand because you trusted in Jesus Christ. You have obeyed his word. But for those of you who are still in your sins and have heard the gospel again and again and have not obeyed
naye yaba bakyali mu bibi byabwe nga owulidde enjiri emirundi mingi naye nga togigondera.
You are like this foolish man who built his house on sand.
Olimu omusajja ono musirusiru azimba ennyumba ye ku musenyu.
If you remain in your sins until Jesus Christ comes back,
era bw'osigala mu bibi byo mpaka Kristo lw'alijja,
it's going to be very terrible for you. He's coming back with fierce anger.
Kigenda kuba kyantiisa gy'oli kubanga akomawo n'obusungu obw'ekitalo.
And you'll not be able to stand before him.
Era tojja kusobola kuyimirira mu maaso ge.
To be very terrible for him.
Kijja kuba kya kitalo nnyo.
Turn to Christ before it is too late.
Kyukodde Kristo ng'okiseera tekinnayita.
Repent and trust in him before he comes back.
Wenenye eromukize nga tannadda.
But all that would all treasure the word of God and value it the way the psalmist did.
Era nsaba nti tutunweze ekigambo kya Katonda tukirabe nga kya muwendo nga omuwandiisi wa Zaburi bw'akiraba.
To esteem it be more precious than gold.
Okukiyimusa okubeera eky'omuwendo ennyo okusinga zaabu.
It's sweeter than honey. Seek us to obey and resist temptations to just satisfy your curiosity or just bombard your head with only head knowledge.
Wesabanga Katonda okunoonyanga obutuukirivu ojjewo okubeera ng'onoonya bikusa by'oyagala byokka.
But dive into its depth.
Naye webbike wansi mu kyo.
And mine those precious truths.
Ogyeyo ebyomuwendo ebyo ebyamazima.
Which are very important for your salvation.
Eby'omugaso ennyo eby'obulokozi bwo.
We seek to approach it with the right attitude.
Buli kaseera noonyanga okukituukirira mu ngeri entuufu.
Seek to be doers of God's word and not only hearers.
Noonyanga okubeera omukozi w'ekigambo so si muwulizi kye kyokka.
So that you be able to get maximum benefit from it.
Osobole okukiganyulwamu eky'ensusso.
In those of you who are still in your sins,
eri abo abakyali mu bibi byamu,
may you heed the command of repent and believe the gospel.
Mulira tteeka era mwenenye mukkirize enjiri.
So that you also start a journey of taking this word of God as very precious in your life.
Olugendo lw'okutwala ekigambo kya Katonda ng'ekyomuwendo ennyo.
Father, we thank you for your word. Your word which is so precious towards us. But how many times we take it for granted. How we don't give it time to study, to understand it and apply it in our lives. Oh Lord, help us. Help us that we will resolve to be like the psalmist. May we be able to be like the psalmist who said, I've hidden your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Oh Lord, indeed, open our hearts. So that we may see the wondrous things in your law. Help those who do not know you, who see your word as foolishness, who still regard the wisdom of this world as the most important. Oh, have mercy upon them and save them. We worship you and we pray to Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank God for his word. Brothers and sisters, as we prepare ourselves to sing the last hymn this service, I'd like to charge you with the same word we have heard from God, that be doers of the word and not only hearers. I request you to stand up so that we can sing this last hymn. Thank you. And we are singing this hymn new to us. For those who know how to sing, who can cheer the heart of, who can cheer the heart like Jesus, let us use the same tune to sing this hymn. The same tune we use when we are singing, who can cheer the heart like Jesus, the same tune we are using to sing this hymn.
Thy footsteps make me fall.
Example, as you said, Lord, that you came not to break but to fulfill each and every word as it is written. Our Lord and our King, you command us, O King of Glory, as we have heard from your word today, to be doers and not only hearers. Lord and our God, we are very weak to do so. And that's why we seek for your help, O Lord. Guide us, help us, give us wisdom and understanding of your word, O Lord, and that we may be in position, O King of Glory, to practice it, O Lord, that we may be the light and the salt of this world. Our Lord and our King, help us to seek to say the same to those who have not known you yet. Help us, O King of Glory. For we are weak and unable to do so. But with your guidance and with your help, O Lord, we shall be in position to do so. Help us, O King of Glory. As we prepare to continue with other programs of the church this day, be with us, O Lord. And guide us, O King of Glory, as we go back to our different homes. Be with those who have not been position to be here because of different reasons, O Lord. You know them. Help them, O King of Glory. Our Lord and our King, continue to be with our relatives out there who are weak, who have not known your Lord. Change their hearts, O Lord, that they may believe in you. Be with the sick, O King of Glory. Those who are different hospitals who are sick. Some of them are our brothers and sisters here, our fathers, our mothers, O Lord, let your healing hand be upon them. Our Lord and our King, be with us in this week, O King of Glory, I have started this day. Guide us in each and everything and help us continue to meditate on your word, O Lord. Let your will be done. We pray all this in the mighty saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all now and forever. May the Lord our God bless you all. Thank you.